Hey. Have you ever noticed how we're different and the same and the same and we're different and we're different and the same? All kinds of people.
Now, on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN, All Kinds of People, hosted by Dr. Joe Moshevitz, getting to know the people of Muncie and Delaware County, Indiana, in a way you've never heard before. It's another way we're using our voice to build our community from Woof Boom Radio and 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN. Here's your host, Dr. Joe.
Hey, 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 everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday. I hope your March is going well as we head into the rest of the month. I am absolutely delighted to have Jenna Ashby with me. Jenna, thanks for coming down to the studios.
Thanks for having me.
Jenna is the director of the 812 Coalition in Muncie. So devoting her work day, her work week, her work months to helping a couple of key neighborhoods in the Muncie area. And Jenna, before we get into you and family and interest and hiking, and why don't you share with the audience a little bit short version of what the 812 Coalition is all about?
Yes. So the 812 Coalition is a neighborhood revitalization coalition serving two neighborhoods on the south side of Muncie, a portion of Thomas Park, Avondale, and then South Central neighborhoods. And it came out of a desire through working at Muncie Habitat for Humanity. We just saw several years ago that building one house on one lot was really, really good work. But could there be more that we could be doing to better serve our community and the families that were purchasing houses with Habitat for Humanity? So out of that, in a whole lot of work and lots of people, grew the 812 Coalition.
Yeah, and this is not a one-person thing, is it?
It is not at all a one-person thing. We have lots of partner organizations, lots of residents, and our goal is to bring them together to talk about their gifts, dreams, and concerns, and to see those things come to life. So we look at building a sense of community and social cohesion, and then impacts in five different sector areas. So housing, education, business, wellness, and beautification.
And that, I'm quite fascinated by the fact you spent much of your early career with Habitat for Humanity. Was it hard to transition out to the new one, or there's still connections there?
There's still so much connection that it was not a hard shift. The coalition grew out of work at Habitat, and a few years ago we made that decision that it made sense for the coalition to move out of Habitat, and we have a new partner organization with Open Door Health Services as our partnering organization, which we both have a dream and a vision of improving quality of life. But Habitat owns a huge part of my heart and always will.
Yeah, that's pretty noticeable from your career path, I think. So back me up a little bit. You're a lifelong Muncie resident.
I am. I grew up here, and I've never lived anywhere else.
And how about a little bit about the family background? Siblings?
Yeah, I'm actually an only child.
Oh, so am I. Thank you.
Yes. And even on my dad's side, I was the only grandchild for about the first 6 or 7 years. So I had a pretty solid spot in the family. And if you even look at photos of me with the very first grandchild that came afterwards, my aunts like to laugh about how the look on my face was not one of being well pleased.
And we should let our audience know that only children are never spoiled. Thank you.
No.
I just want to throw that in there. Thank you. So when you drifted off to high school, what kind of things did you find yourself getting involved in?
Yeah, I always worked a lot. I really
you worked
just
for the family
enjoy
business,
work.
Right?
Yes. So our family has a business, Nye's Towing. And so I worked for my grandpa through high school and then my dad later once my grandfather passed away. And so I also worked in an appliance store with my mom. So that was an interesting place to work too. But so that small business always also kind of had a part of my heart. And just so much to learn in small business as well. So always worked a lot, which I enjoyed. And then I was not an athlete by any means in high school. So that was not a part of what I did.
We won't go there. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. But just always pretty active in school, yearbook, clubs, those kind of things as well.
Yeah. And the family business is still alive.
It is. In fact, my husband has worked there many, many years now.
What do you think as you reflect during this time has changed in Muncie, in your mind, from the time back to childhood?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Some that have been really, really positive. I always tell my kids as we drive around campus that this is not what Ball State looked like when I came here as a student. It is just beautiful. There has been so much change and growth, and just the aesthetics of the university is very, very different. So I think that is one amazing positive thing. I obviously have seen where the job change and the job market has impacted a lot of families, and how there's really deep hurt that has come from the loss of those manufacturing jobs that had really sustained families and neighborhoods.
And your interest early on with some schooling was social work.
It was. Is not what I intended to go to college for.
I was going to say, given what the company business was and the other jobs you had, I'm kind of interested in what caught your attention in social work.
Yeah, I had thought I would never be a social worker. My grandmother was a social worker, and I worked.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
Oh.
And so I thought, that's not the path that I will go. I will be a business person. But through a volunteer opportunity as a freshman at Ball State, I started volunteering over at Northside.
With a better way. You volunteered
a better way. I volunteered there too. But my very first, college volunteer experience was tutoring with a young student at Northside Middle School. And just getting to know her family dynamics and getting to know her better, I thought, maybe I do have an interest and a passion for social work. So I changed a direction in that second semester, went to into the social work department, and we had a volunteer. One of our volunteer experiences there was first to just do an interview with a social worker. So I happened to call A Better Way, and the person who answered the phone said, sure, I'd be happy to do an interview with you. And so the two of us met, and we did that interview, and she said, you should volunteer. And Thursday night's the night that I work late, and I'd love to have you volunteer on my shift. So for, I think, the next 4 years, I volunteered there. And she then became one of my very best friends. So I said, you didn't know when you got stuck with that freshman interviewer that you also got stuck with a friend for
basically a part-time job.
Yeah, the next 25 years.
Well, I'm always intrigued by people that pursue a career path like yours, because much of it involves a wide range of emotions, a wide range of feelings. And I'm curious to know, how do you unplug from some of those situations where you find yourself going home, maybe sitting with the two boys and the husband and saying, whoa, you wouldn't believe what I ran into today.
Yeah, that's pretty often, actually. And sometimes it's very hard to unplug from those things, because you do, especially in neighborhood work, these are people you're spending your whole day with. So it is hard to unplug. I think having a strong faith is important, and being able to say, okay, I can pray about this, and I can think about what is my spot in this situation, and where do I end in this situation?
Yeah, we're talking with Jenna Ashby, everybody, the director of the 812 Coalition, and kind of pursuing a little bit more about when you're doing social work and getting to know people and their challenges, how do you not pack that all up and take it home with you? And I also am quite familiar with the work you're doing in the church situation. So when we come back, we're going to kind of get into that a little bit more, and some more efforts that the 812 Coalition is doing. So stay tuned, everybody, as we head off and come back with Jenna Ashby and some more chat on all kinds of people.
back to WMUN's All Kinds of People with Dr. Joe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Dr. Joe. And as you've been tuned in, I'm with Jenna Ashby, the director of the 812 Coalition. And Jenna, as we were exiting for the break, I'm kind of interested to hear a little bit more about your involvement in the church. You lead a mission team in the church.
I do.
And give me a little insight into what that mission team is all about and their volunteering in the community.
Yes. So I do have been our mission chairperson at our church, at Corinth on the south side of town, for several years.
Okay.
And it's a great opportunity to connect the people in our congregation to volunteer opportunities, and then also to make decisions about where our finances go as well, which is really important. Kind of two-prong approach that we give money, but we also give our time and our passion to different organizations. So I love getting to introduce people to places and then see where does that spark an interest for them to dive deeper into different types of places.
I'm quite fascinated by a career path that has you involved in helping others on a fairly regular basis. And then rather than go to church and have some calm, quiet moments of prayer, you then lead up a group that needs to also help volunteer.
Yes.
Having you still tied into the needs of the community even more with that.
Yeah, but I think that's sort of what we're called to do, right? You know, when we have skills and we have passion and we can bring those things together and use them in multiple aspects of our life, that's when we really we're living a full life then.
Yeah, and based on your experience, what do you think might be one or two or maybe three key needs in the community right now for volunteer help?
Yeah, I think the food outreach efforts are huge in our community, and there's lots of ways that people can get involved with that. If you want to be kind of behind the scenes and out at Second Harvest packaging things, or you want to be out in the community where you're connecting with families, I think that's great. But also that importance of connection. I think at any of this, we get down to the root and connecting to people and knowing that you're seen and cared for and heard and a person of value and worth and dignity, that's important. So the way that you go about volunteering is every bit as important as where you volunteer.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that in, because I'm sure there are people out there that don't value themselves very much. And I'm always fascinated by the food thing, having done some Second Harvest donations.
Yes.
And many of us don't think about the fact that there are people that don't have food on a regular basis. And so I think that kind of community giving becomes even more important, I'm sure. And you see that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And so just ways that you connect with people. Our kids in our community, they're hungry for relationships too. So I think kids, food, there's so many ways to be involved in this community.
Yeah. We're with Jenna Ashby, everybody, the director of the 812 Coalition. And so as you devote so much of your time to helping others and seeing the needs, how about you and your husband? What do you do when you unwind?
Yeah.
I mean, you're outdoorsy people.
We are outdoorsy people. We do. We live just south of town, and we're not particularly far from the Red Tail and the reservoir in that area. So we like to go over there, take a walk, just get outside. That's really important. My husband is an avid mountain biker, so I don't know. He has so many different mountain bikes.
Are you on the back of the bike once in a while?
We do have a tandem,
well,
which is so fun. Yeah, we have two tandem bicycles. One is a little more roadworthy than the other. But a couple of years ago on New Year's Eve, my husband and our best couple friend, we splurged and we both bought tandem bicycles so the four of us can go out bike riding
together.
And
how often do I see you driving the tandem with him on the
Never.
Back? Okay.
That seems terrifying.
Just curious.
I would never do that.
And music lovers.
We love all kinds of music. Our older son plays guitar. Our younger son has played drums. So we love and we love to see them play.
There's music in the household quite a bit.
There's lots of music in our house. There is always a guitar laying around someplace. But then we love to go to concerts. That is a huge thing for our family. So,
having grown up in Detroit, not too far from the Motown studios, thank you. If I put you on the spot and say, narrow down your one or two favorite type concerts or music, can you pull that off?
I'm going to cheat a little. I love a music festival. I love a music festival where,
variety.
You're going to hear some headliners that you know, but then you're going to get introduced to some other artists that you've maybe never heard of, and then you grow to love them. So I love a music festival. I love singer-songwriters. I love the depth of a story that someone is telling through their music and what that means to them and then what it elicits from you.
You're doing a good job of avoiding me having you narrow down your music.
But
you're fine. I think that's just
whatever is the next concert. That's what I am most excited about.
You want to be in the music business.
Yes.
I know. That's so cool. Your 18-year-old is a senior at IU East running track and cross country?
Yeah, he's a senior in high school. He's at Cowan, He is an avid runner. And so he will, go to IU East and run cross country and track there in the fall. So.
And then the 20-year-old just loves to be outdoors a ton.
He loves to be outdoors. So he works for a landscape business and just loves all aspects of that.
What do you think the future is for the A12 Coalition moving forward?
Yeah, what I see is continuing to have impact with individuals that are in our neighborhoods and for them to see the things that they have talked about and dreamed about come to life. And that can be in really, really small ways where it's just a little project that they had and they get to see that come to life in the neighborhood. And then those bigger things like a health center, maybe someday a grocery store, the really vibrant, more systemic things that they dream about, getting to see some of those come to life. The coffee shop, Rosebud, that's at the corner of Hoy and Memorial, that was one of those dreams of, hey, we need a place to get together again. We need a place that attracts people from outside of our neighborhood to come here, but also a place where we can go down and have coffee too. So I think that's one little highlight that I love to see more of that happen.
Jen, I'd be very interested to see your to-do list.
Because oh, goodness.
I try to imagine when these groups in the coalition come together to share with you ideas they have and what they want to do, there has to be some things on the list that say, we can pretty much pull that off. But whoa, on this other side, you're getting a little...
Yeah.
How do you allow yourself to sort through some of that?
We have a really refined system of how every fall we bring our neighbors together and our partner organizations, and we look at kind of our overarching goals and our strategic plan, and then we take what we've learned and what we've heard, and we make that plan for the coming year. So every fall we build out our annual work plan, and that helps us stay on track to what did we set out to do for this year so that we don't get, the shiny thing over here doesn't get our attention. We've got a plan that we're working through for each year.
Yeah, I got to believe there's some challenges in that, but I just wanted to get a sense of how you sort of split that up because there's got to be a we got to get this done list.
Yeah, there absolutely is.
And there has to be, wow. If we could somehow pull this off, this would be really incredible.
Yeah.
I want to go back a little bit. When you're unplugged from the groups, the church groups, helping various neighborhood people, helping some of the young kids, are there ways that you personally slide away to hide out and do some things to let yourself unwind?
Oh, in the spring and summer and fall, I love our back deck is one of my favorite places to just sit.
Alone,
kind of,
thank you.
Alone? Yeah.
Well, once in a while.
Yeah. There's probably not a ton of alone time in my life, but I do really love to just go out there early morning with a cup of coffee, or in the evening, sit on the deck and just kind of look and also see how it changes every day, because there's a feel, there's a creek line.
Change of seasons.
The change of the seasons.
I just think it's interesting for people like you that commit yourself to others as a career path. It's nice to hear that once in a while you get to hide out.
Yeah.
Not hiding from husband or the boys, but even with a cup of coffee, just as to kind of crash. We've been with Jenna Ashby, everybody, the director of the 812 Coalition. It's Dr. Joe, and I hope you tune in to all kinds of people every Monday, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. Thanks for being with us.